Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Time for a round of But Wait, There's More. That wasn't said with enough zest. But wait, there's more!
Whoa!
Hey! Give me more.
Very simple game in which each of us will get 1 minute. We've been given four cards from the game Snake Oil. Each of them have a word on it. For example, on some cards we won't be using, there's shirt, dog, rainbow, and lace. Now, those would be shuffled, and each of us would open or turn over two of the cards at a time. You can put those two words in any order you want. So it'd be a lace rainbow or rainbow lace. These feel like ones we might have done before. And then you have to give a product in the style of an infomercial. And then after 30 seconds, Hot Wings normally will say, but wait, there's more. Mm-hmm. And you have a second product that you add to the sales pitch. Want me to go first?
Yes.
I always say, who wants to go first? Yes. I'll go first.
Sure, you can go first.
Hot Wings?
All right, free beer.
I'm ready. Hey, I just need back a little music to get my... Okay, get my vibe going.
Mm-hmm.
This one,
going.
This song always makes me feel like a song that would be playing when I'm having a fever dream.
This one freaks me out.
This one makes me tense.
It does.
It feels like music that would play when we have dead air. That's what it reminds me of. Like stuff that fills the breaks.
You're right, I just don't like how it doesn't go anywhere. It just keeps.
But just keeps
looping.
I still like it. I don't mind. That's what's weird.
The song's called "And Run" by Sir Sly. If you want to hear the whole thing.
No, I don't.
I assume it's just that.
Makes you want to go do bad things. No, that's about all I could use from the song, though, without actual audio in it.
I got you.
But you guys go ahead and send me your instrumental songs for
No, for I said, I, for the record, I said I like it.
I know, I'm just messing with you.
I said I did, but that's fine.
Yeah, I don't.
All right. Let's all do right. this. I'm about to sell your socks off.
All right, Freebeer, your time begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, and it's time you get something special for you. It's the Dream Cage. Oh, unlock your dreams by locking yourself in. Tired of not controlling your dreams? Put the Dream Cage around your bed. It's not really a cage. That's just a fun marketing name. But what it is, it traps in those thoughts and turns them into the dreams you've always dreamed of. Boom, you're dreaming of flying. Boom, you're having sex with everyone you want. Boom, you're rich in your dreams. Boom, you control the weather. All with Dream Cage. Don't want to control your dreams? Sleep outside the Dream Cage, right back to boring, stupid dreams.
But wait, there's more.
Order now for just $29.99. Get Dream Cage, and you'll also get Robot Stool. This is a robot that takes dumps in your toilet. That way you can say, wasn't me, was the robot. Sure, it only has to plausibly do it a few times and really stink up the place. Be you. But then when somebody comes over, you can go, hey, wasn't me. It was that stool robot.
Why couldn't you just not have it?
Steve, some people have more money than brains. This is going to be a big seller. Especially
robot
since
stool?
For just $2,000 with the order of Dream Cage for $19.99, now reduced.
So what exactly is the Dream Cage?
It's a cage that goes over your bed,
you
and then when you sleep
it,
well, it's a device that goes over your bed.
What kind of device?
Velvet.
Like a mosquito net?
Similar, but
a velvet
it's,
mosquito net.
Okay.
It's like a true like a rectangle. Faraday the cage. Velvet is stretched over top of a bamboo frame. And then
sustainable. That's nice.
Technology that obviously we can't discuss. It captures the brain waves and causes the dreams to be controlled by you, the sleeper.
Is it like an app?
Well, there's an app that goes with it because everything is. It also connects to Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and you can order pizza from it with Uber Eats. It's a partner.
That's complicated. I just want the cage.
Yeah. You can get just the cage. You don't have to use that other stuff. It's sort of like a fan that has an app. Like you can use the fan with the app, or you could just push the button.
Question, what if your dreams are nightmares? What if you don't dream good stuff?
Well, you're controlling them. If you dream nightmares, it's your fault.
But you're sleeping.
This allows you to control the dreams while you're sleeping.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe
assuming
like
there's some kind of training course.
Yeah, maybe there's like a little escape spot for the nightmares, you know, like a lobster cage.
You can turn on also the latest updates. They're still beta testing, but there are filters you can turn on. Like, don't want to dream about your ex so-and-so? Fine. They don't even get to show up. They can't even be in your dream when bad things happen to them. never turn that on.
I'm coming around.
It's a good idea.
Dream cage.
I mean, like
from the makers of other great things like toaster ovens and pizza ovens.
Like Westinghouse.
Mostly ovens. Who's next?
I'll go.
I'll answer questions on this all day.
I know, right?
All right, Kelly.
All right, Kelly, your time begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, sharks. I've got a couple products just for the ladies today. This first one I'd like to introduce you to is called the Urge Tape. Ooh. You find yourself attracted to somebody you shouldn't be, put that Urge Tape right between your lips and you will never urge them again. Wish that you could be attracted to somebody that you're not? Well, rip that tape right off. And let me tell you, it opens you right up to those urges that you need for the right person in your life. But don't ever urge over somebody you don't want ever again. And never worry about an urge splurge because you've got Urge Tape right there in your panties.
But wait, there's more.
That's right, ladies. And for just $19.99, you can get the broom chain. So in case your urge splurges all over the floor, you can clean it up with your broom chain. Now, I know you're probably wondering, aren't they just going to spread it around? That's right. You want to spread your urge everywhere. You want to put that splurge all over the place, and you can do that with your broom chain for just $19.99.
So is the broom or the bristles made of chain?
I don't understand how broom chain works at all.
No, it's a necklace with a broom on it.
So it's still a broom.
It's still a broom, but it's on a chain.
Question, does urge tape, can that be used by men? Because you said you put it on your lips and it keeps urges away. And
I'm not clear where you'd put it.
If it's the North Pole or the South Pole where the lips are looking.
Well, I mean, you tape it right to your wiener, but I checked out because you said it was only for the ladies.
Yeah.
That was a big marketing mistake.
Well, when you market towards the ladies, your products tend to go so much better. Business.
But you eliminate half your potential audience.
Yeah, but you guys don't spend money like
that. I have urges too.
Yeah, but that's why you could try the urge tape.
I don't spend
like
money.
You could put a
tampon. No, you're right. Women are
yourself.
More reckless with their money.
Absolutely, yeah, that's women right. boost the economy. I'm not saying you don't spend money. I'm saying we spend more.
Girl math.
Yeah.
Girl As math. If you're the first person to market a product to women and then be told by three men that will never work.
Yeah.
There's only one other woman in the room. There's four guys.
Hot wings. We're on the radio.
Have you seen
there are people everywhere? Yeah.
I'm just feeling alienated. It is all. You know,
you could try the urge tape. Like, you could wear a pad if you want to wear a pad. Ain't nobody stopping you from wearing a pad to protect you from your drippings.
Yeah. It's okay, Hot Wings.
Yeah, you know, but
National Men's Day is coming up.
Okay. Yeah,
it's about time we got one.
God, it's about time.
Is that during White History Month? I was just watching White Entertainment Television last night, which is nearly every channel. So
that's true TV.
Yes, it is. Yeah. The learning TLC, the learning channel is definitely the White Entertainment Network.
Very true.
Okay.
Very
true. All right. Steve, of course you can go next.
Yeah. All right, Steve.
I thought you were looking at it.
No. I always like to.
You like to shuffle the backs of the cards because
shuffle the backs.
Does what for you?
I don't know.
It mixes it up.
Something just tells me.
They're already mixed up. It's four random words.
Okay.
Right. But a lot of times I just get a feeling about. That one.
Okay, Steve.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Are you in your hands that don't fit properly into your gloves?
Mm-hmm. My hands fit perfectly. Fine.
Those cards looked so big.
Yeah. You said your gloves were too tight.
Got it!
Yeah, you did. Finally, you got it. Got the scale right. Steve, your time begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, Sharks. Thanks for coming out to... Hear my presentation about the garbage foot. Everybody loves a good clean foot, but you know what people really want is a garbage foot.
What does it do?
Wow. All it does is takes all the garbage in your life, centrally locates it in one spot. Your foot. Nobody's ever down by your feet, you know? So if you want to just tuck everything deep, deep down inside, just keep pushing it all the way down.
Like your emotions?
Into your foot. Okay. Yes, exactly. Garbage foot. That is the way to consolidate all of your issues into one central location.
But wait, there's more.
And if you pull the trigger on Garbage Foot right now, I'm also going to give you a tear rock. Because once those emotions finally bubble out of that garbage foot.
Good thing you shuffled these.
You're going to have to put those tears somewhere. And you stick them right inside of a rock. That's right. The main point of both of these presentations is to take all those emotions that you have that you don't want leaking out everywhere and sticking them in inanimate objects.
Yes, remember, keep your garbage in your foot and your tears in a rock. Have a great day. We'll see you later.
Your life is sad.
I was really hoping Garbage Foot was a giant, oversized hydraulic foot to squash the garbage into the trash can so you no longer have to stand in the 55-gallon thing that says, don't stand in it on the side.
No, that would just be a silly idea.
Who would buy that?
Yeah, that'd be nonsensical. Would hate that.
Hot Wings?
Yes.
Bring it home.
Okay. You tell me when to start. And I'll start.
On your mark. Get set. Begin.
Boy, we all have challenges in life, and, you know, sometimes you just think, ah, man, if only there were a product to help me with this. Like, when you are confused about something in life, you need a doubt pump.
Ooh!
Pump away all your doubts. You're thinking, I don't know, how should I get the red car? Should I get the blue car? Oh, pump that doubt away, and now you can make a decision easy peasy, no problem.
You'd probably get both.
You might get both, yes.
Where's it go?
The pump, the pumped out. Oh, it gets pumped away out into the rivers and the sewers.
It gets stored in some guy's foot garbage.
Oh, but wait, there's more.
I was leaving time for questions.
Once your problems are all away, make sure you keep them away for good with some armor cream. You rub armor cream all over your body and it prevents anything bad from coming back into your body or your mind. Keep it all out with armor cream.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
I learned so much about your product.
I really want the doubt pump.
Yeah.
That's a useful product. Who would you like to hear from next, Tommy or Malin?
I would like to hear from Tommy next.
Tommy! Are you ready?
Two cards to start, right?
Yep.
And then, all right, just
and
double
then
check.
Two more cards.
Usually,
to
this
finish.
Game is a learning curve of about 2 to 3 years. So you're right on track.
The first one that he did, it was like
he didn't
call underwear.
He had four cards. He watched all of us hold up two cards, and then he said, "My product is shower. That's my product, and my second product is truth." Boy, those are a lot easier than your guys.
I thought we were playing two rounds.
All right, Tommy, are you ready?
No, but I'll go.
Okay, great. Your time begins in 3, 2, 1.
Well, I'd just love to thank you all for coming here on this lovely Thursday morning. I want to introduce you to the tragedy toilet. Do you ever have moments where you just have real problems down below and emotionally? Well, if you go to the tragedy toilet, you can flush them all down the drain, baby. We got nothing but good vibes coming through these flush. Each flush also saves a little bit of water each time, so you can reserve those tears for other things. We have had.
Can you still go to the bathroom in it?
You can create a tragedy.
Just for emotional
trauma. You can get rid of a tragedy.
Okay,
it's full of anything you want it to be. And we have psychologists have come in and proven that the tragedy toilet does make people happier all year round.
But wait, there's more.
But if that doesn't do it for you, then maybe you want to get used to the gas moisture. If you're really stinking up that bathroom with your tragedy, you can put that gas into a moisture that just kind of floats away with the shower fan. Again,
you got shower fan.
The shower fan. Well, I don't know what it's called. The vent thing. The ceiling. Yeah, suck out the gas. Suck out your gas moisture.
You were doing pretty good, but you really started to death wobble on your bicycle there. Like.
I did. Ah, man.
That was pretty good though.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, gas moisture. What? What? It's the same thing.
That is a real bummer. Maitland.
Yes.
So far, they've all been perfect, and anything less from you would be a tremendous disappointment to all of us, particularly me and Hot Wings, your radio dads.
Yes.
So bring it home.
Who did so good at their own. Yes. Okay, your time begins
Mine
in
was
3, 2, 1.
Thank you all for coming out today. Just 3 years ago, I was down on my luck, but I discovered this product, and I bring it to you today. The Bell Lock. Are you sick of people walking up to your door all day and night, just ringing that doorbell?
No.
Well, throw a bell lock on it and tell those people to go away. Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, those people selling you the Bible, whoever it is, lock them out of your bell and tell them to get lost. I don't need your God.
But wait, there's more.
But if you order today, you can get yourself the lightning tie. Maybe you accidentally open the door for one of those people. Well, your lightning tie, all you gotta do is push a button and lightning shoots out and shoots them away. Ka-chow. Say it with me.
Ka-chow. I have to wear a tie at home?
It's you got home from work and...
I don't work. So
it only works
very unpractical. I'm really into the bell lock. I think that's a great idea because I would like to disable that thing. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have like a force field around the front porch after a certain point in the day. Go away.
Shoo.
Shoo. Shoo indeed.
Shoo.
Well done, everyone. I think we made some great products here. Probably going to be rich.
Good sales.
I'm glad you were.
That
I really liked the I was down on my luck until I invented something no one would buy. Bell lock.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Everyone's going to buy it.
Everyone's going to buy it.
Nothing but luck now.
Had some problem with religious people knocking on your door, Maitland? Kind of seemed like maybe maybe you were harboring some resentment because you made a list of people that come to your door and they just happen to be all people trying to save your soul.
Well, I was going to say Girl Scouts, but those are welcome visitors.
I actually kind of miss him showing up at my door. Like, why are you always sitting outside of stores? Show up at my door. I'll buy every box of cookies you got at my door.
Do you think Jehovah's Witness should start selling cookies?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean,
and then print Watchtower on the cookie box?
That's genius.
It really is.
I would much rather buy something than to have to just sit there for 10 minutes listening to somebody's ideas.
At least have some cookies. Call them Jehovah's Chippiness. Still got it.
Wow. Yeah. Very strong.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.